In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson returns to Parliament after a Supreme Court verdict. The transcript of a phone call involving US President Donald Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart is released. And in rugby union, Wallabies winger Reece Hodge receives a 3-month ban amidst the World Cup. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has made a statement to Parliament after a court found he unlawfully shut it down before the Brexit deadline. Opponents have told Mr. Johnson the Supreme Court judgment was humiliating and he needs to respect the judiciary with his job no longer tenable. Mr. Johnson addressed what he described as a paralysed Parliament, stating the public wants Britain out of the European Union and negotiations are continuing.
This government that I lead has been trying truly to get us out. And most people, indeed most supporters of the party opposite, regardless of how they voted 3 years ago, think the referendum must be respected. They want Brexit done. I want Brexit done, and people want us out on October the 31st.
A phone call transcript has revealed United States President Donald Trump urged his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate a political opponent. An impeachment inquiry has been launched against President Trump over allegations he ordered the US government to freeze aid to Ukraine. In a call summary, Mr. Trump doesn't overtly tell the Ukrainian president that financial aid is dependent on an investigation into rival Joe Biden, but he does emphasise the importance of the $400 million worth of help before pressing Volodymyr Zelensky for action on Mr. Biden. US Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has questioned whether the conversation was based on national interest or political ambitions.
The president is directly involved here. It's pretty clear what has happened, and I think this, as bad as the other stuff was, this is even worse.
Back home, and the bill to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales has passed the upper house 26 votes to 14. It took politicians nearly 40 hours to debate the bill, with more than 100 amendments to the proposed law discussed. Under the proposed legislation, women in New South Wales will be able to terminate a pregnancy at up to 22 weeks, and later, if deemed necessary, by a doctor. The private members' bill goes for a final vote in the lower house today. A new report is warning Australia's beach lifestyle, tourism and seafood sectors are under threat unless action is taken to stop climate change. The report from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change focuses on the impact global warming will have on the world's oceans and frozen regions. It predicts if global warming is not slowed, by the end of the century, sea levels will rise somewhere between 30 to 60 centimetres or by more than a metre. Australian Conservation Foundation Chief Executive Kelly O'Shaughnessy says she isn't surprised by the report findings.
Well, sadly, my reaction is not shock, because for so long, scientists have been telling us that the world is warming, they're telling us that our oceans are warming, and that this will lead to more bleaching of our reefs, more heat waves, and more El Ninos, which fuel bushfires. So we know we've got a climate problem. We actually know the solutions to them. I just wish we would get on with it.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government has made its climate change commitments and they are fixed. He says his government will deliver the targets and most likely achieve more than it set out to do.
So the argument is no longer about whether you need to take action on climate change. That argument has settled in Australian politics in terms of the major parties. The issue is how governments responsibly manage and balance those commitments to secure Australia's future. And that's what our government is doing. See, we're quite transparent about this. We say what we're going to do, we put the policies in place to achieve it, and then we achieve it. And you know what? We better it. Now I hope we better it on 23rd. I hope we better it.
In rugby union, Wallabies winger Reece Hodge has been found guilty of a dangerous tackle charge and will serve a 3-match suspension at the World Cup. A judicial hearing in Tokyo deemed Hodge had met the high tackle sanction threshold when he collided with Fijian forward Paseli Sato in Saturday's opening match. The ban means Hodge will miss all 3 of the Wallabies' remaining pool games and only play again in the World Cup if Australia qualifies for the quarterfinals. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, sunny, 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, much the same, 19. Canberra, early fog then mostly sunny, 19. Wollongong, possible shower, 19. Sydney, shower or two and 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23. Brisbane, possible shower, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, sunny, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.